We all go through trials in life, and some more difficult than others. But what all trials tend to have in common is centered around a very critical communication component, the truth. Before you let false accusations persecute you, focus on the truth. One of the most difficult trials I've survived is an emotionally abusive relationship. This is going to sound awful to anyone who has never endured something like this, but I often wished it had been a physically abusive relationship because then at least other people could see what was happening to me and believe my story. I finally got out after 15 years, but it wasn't easy because the truth of my reality kept getting twisted to the point that I even believed some of the lies about myself. The pitch challenge today: are you in a situation where someone is falsely accusing you? Are lies coming at you with certainty and authority? Ask for evidence that supports the accusations. Call out the false accusations immediately and continue to repeat the truth. Be careful not to do this in a defensive manner and keep your emotion out of your response. Most importantly, surround yourself with people who know your true character and get a reality check on the situation from them. This is probably the biggest mistake I made in my emotionally abusive relationship. I didn't surround myself with people who could give me a reality check. I was isolated with this person who was accusing me of being a person I wasn't, and I started to believe it. This past week, I found myself in the midst of another trial, but this time in business. Emotional abuse is tricky to recognize because it comes in many guises: lies, manipulation, false accusations, put-downs, digs, and passive-aggressive behavior. To recognize it and get out of the trial, stay centered on truth. And remember, words can't crucify you. Be encouraged that once you get past the trial, you will resurrect a stronger version of your true self.